25 years old, drowning in debt, barely scraping by on $57 a week, this was the reality that should have crushed any dream of prosperity. Yet sometimes our darkest moments become the launching pad for transformation. A chance encounter with entrepreneur Earl Schoaf sparked a complete reversal of fortune, proving that success isn't reserved for the lucky or naturally talented. Within 6 years, everything changed, not through lottery tickets or inheritance, but through mastering seven fundamental principles that anyone can apply. These aren't abstract theories dreamed up in ivory towers. They're battle-tested strategies forged in real-world struggle and validated by thousands who've used them to escape mediocrity. 2 weeks into working together, Schoaf asked to see a list of goals. The response? I don't have one. His knowing sigh spoke volumes. Well, young man, looks like this is where we'd better start. Then came the gut punch. If you don't have a list of your goals, I can guess your bank balance within a few hundred dollars. His accuracy was unsettling. When asked if having goals would change that bank balance, his answer was simple: drastically. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most people face the future with apprehension rather than anticipation because they haven't designed anything worth getting excited about. They're surviving, not thriving, fighting daily in the economic survival zone, choosing existence over substance. Dreams alone won't cut it. You need the step-by-step blueprint that goals provide. Well-defined goals work like magnets, pulling you toward them with increasing force as you refine and pursue them. The question isn't whether these principles work, it's whether you're ready to apply them. Different forces drive people beyond money. Recognition validates existence. Winning creates exhilaration that keeps successful people working after wealth arrives. Family motivates powerfully. Some will do for loved ones what they won't do for themselves. Benevolence drives others to share abundance, like Andrew Carnegie, who planned to spend half his life accumulating wealth and half giving it away. Sometimes the most powerful motivators are embarrassingly simple. Picture lying to a Girl Scout because you don't have $2 for cookies. That humiliation becomes fuel, a vow to never be broke again. The key? Have enough reasons. Setting goals demands lifelong discipline. Take 15 minutes to write 50 things you want within 1 to 10 years. What do you want to do? Be, see, have. Where do you want to go? Assign time frames, 1, 3, 5, or 10 years, and ensure balance. Choose your top 4 goals from each time frame and write detailed paragraphs describing what you want and why. Without compelling reasons, goals lose motivational power. Most people won't persist because goal setting requires demanding work. Without goals, you're not playing an exciting game. Being sincere and working hard isn't enough. You must become a skilled planner and goal setter. The real treasure isn't achieving goals, but who you become pursuing them. The greatest value in becoming a millionaire isn't the money, it's the skills, knowledge, discipline, and leadership developed along the way. Strip wealth from a true millionaire, and they'll rebuild it because they've developed the capacity to create it. Ask yourself, what kind of person must I become to get all I want? Achievement demands deliberate study before practice, yet few seriously study wealth, success, or happiness. Great ideas emerge when you actively search for knowledge. Capture what matters, photograph special moments, build a library with margin notes, journal valuable ideas, business concepts, social insights, investment strategies. This collection becomes invaluable treasure. Wisdom flows from two sources, your own life and studying others. Develop reflection, pondering life's events to extract lessons. Don't merely go through your days, get from them. Review what happened daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Study both failures and successes. Failures often teach most. What matters isn't what happens to you, but what you do with it. All successful people are avid readers, every single one. Commit to 30 minutes daily of reading or listening. Standard education brings standard results. Self-education brings exceptional results. Take a successful person to dinner and listen. 2 hours of conversation can provide strategies to multiply your income and transform your life. Watch what successful people do. Success leaves clues. Life's most challenging assignment is learning to change yourself rather than your circumstances. Who you become matters far more than what you get. The great axiom, to have more, become more. Income rarely exceeds personal development. The key difference in economic results isn't time, we all have 24 hours, but value. You don't get paid for time, you get paid for the value placed on that time. Life operates like seasons. You can't change them, but you can change yourself. Winters bring hardships. Mature people use them for development. Don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. Spring follows winter. Opportunity follows difficulty. Plant seeds for future harvest. Summer teaches that all good will be attacked. Fall is when you reap results, taking full responsibility for your harvest. Eliminate three self-imposed limitations. Procrastination accumulates. Small delays pile into disastrous years. Blame protects ego, but prevents growth. Excuses multiply rather than facing responsibility. Transformation is evolutionary. Small, imperceptible changes accumulating into major improvements. Start with small challenges and string them together. Gradually mastering small disciplines leads to mastering big ones. Money reveals your philosophy, attitude, knowledge, and character. Your lifestyle relative to income serves as an early warning system. If you had a better plan, you would have more money. It's not the amount that counts, but the plan itself. After paying taxes, learn to live on 70% of your after-tax income. Allocate the remaining 30% strategically, 10% to charity, 10% to capital investment, buying, fixing, manufacturing, or selling, and 10% to savings for security and compound interest growth. The key lesson: poor people spend money and save what's left. Rich people save first and spend what's left. Same income, different philosophy, creating dramatic differences over time. Create a financial statement listing assets and liabilities to know exactly where you stand. Keep detailed records so you never have to say, "I don't know where it all goes." Making good money isn't enough if you spend more than you make. Mastering what you have demonstrates you can be trusted with abundance. Time is our most precious resource, equally distributed, impossible to steal or save. There are four approaches. The drifter ignores structure. The 9-to-5 manager balances stress with free time. The workaholic pursues endless tasks at relationship costs. And the enlightened time manager, the ideal, schedules work, play, and rest, focusing on productivity per hour rather than hours worked. Mastering time means deciding to be in charge. The most effective word is no. Declining commitments prevents wasting time on obligations you shouldn't have accepted. Separate work and play completely. The most important rule, don't start your day until you have it finished on paper. Plan each day before beginning, then graduate to weekly and monthly planning. Association with others profoundly shapes who you become. Evaluate by asking, with whom do I spend time? What are they doing to me? Is this okay? When negative influences threaten your vision, you have options. Disassociation means separating from destructive relationships. Limited association means minimizing time with those you cannot avoid. Spend more time with people of substance who reflect on life's meaning and accomplish great things. Associate with purpose. Find successful people for your success plan, healthy people for fitness goals, and those who know how to live well for lifestyle guidance. Living well means being happy with what you have while pursuing what you want. It's about style, awareness, and values, not spending amounts. Even with modest means, you can experience sophisticated lifestyles by saving for quality experiences. Reward excellence wherever you find it, like buying a milkshake for an exceptional gas station attendant. Simple gestures creating disproportionate joy. Next to love, friendship is most valuable. True friends know everything about you and still like you. Distinguish these precious relationships from casual acquaintances. Understanding principles isn't enough. Only applied knowledge counts. The bridge between knowledge and action is emotion, our most powerful internal force. Emotions are fuel while the mind is the pilot. Properly channeled disgust can transform a life when someone declares, "I've had it." Desire comes from within, but can be triggered externally, a song, sermon, conversation, or book. Welcome positive experiences rather than building walls that keep out both disappointment and enrichment. Resolve says, "I will," two of the most potent words in language. True resolve means promising yourself you'll never give up. The question isn't whether you'll succeed, but how long you'll work. The answer, as long as it takes. Knowledge fueled by emotion equals action, the ingredient ensuring results. Four essential questions. Why should you try? Why not? What else will you do? Why not you? Others with limited backgrounds have done incredible things. Why not now?